So the last part, and you can write this one down too, is probably this is like, 17 years ago I came up with this. The whole idea was, you know, now take your entrepreneur hat off and now you're in corporate America. I know that's a scary thought, but just put yourself there for 30 seconds. These discussions happen every day. $12,500? Wait, you want me to send these people free? He's getting mad, isn't he? Right? So my slogan is, don't get mad, get data. So don't get mad, get data. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, James could have gotten mad over the $12,500, you know, cost, investment, expense, call it what you want, it is what it is. It's $12,500, it's not in his bank account. So however you want to position that in your mind, that's fine. Don't get mad. If I would just stop there, then would that project ever have gotten feet and taken off? If I would have taken his, no, it's too much money, $12,500. Now what's going to be fun for me in about 4, 5, 6 months is to come back and say, remember when you got really, really mad at me over that $12,500? Just let me show you, based on my tracking, what that produced for us. So don't get mad, get data is the takeaway from that discussion.
Oh, I'm convinced. I'm a converter. I mean, we were just talking this morning. I mean, I'm about to drop, I'm pretty sure if everything goes right, we're going to drop 30,000 brochures in the mail to promote the boot camp. 30,000. And then I have another 10,000 that I'm dropping to promote my corporate speaking. That's 40,000 brochures. I mean, I remember I just found the thing that you walked in, I think it was about a year ago. No, it must have been longer than that, 2 years ago. You walked into a college coordinator's office and my brochure was sitting on their desk. Well, it, you know, it used to work so well that I stopped doing it. Right? So, like, I'm like, you dummy, get back to what you did. Write this down. I came up with one of the most profound things. I'm not kidding. I told this to a coaching client the other day doing a coaching call who has kind of a bigger business than just like a one or two person shop. And he was like, wow, that is probably one of the most profound things I've heard in a long time. And here it is. Go back and make a list of all the things you did when you were starting out to build your business when you had nothing. And go back and look for those 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you did. This is what I started to do. One of my main things was brochure mailings. Because and you can mail bigger packets, but the reason I did the brochure mailings to promote my stuff, in my instance speaking, and then the boot camps, was because for the price of a first-class stamp, I can mass mail. You put a bigger packet together, it's $2, $3, $4, $5, $7. You can't mass mail. For the price of a stamp, I could mass mail. And honestly, I just got booked over people because I had more stuff out there. That's it. I mean, my stuff was everywhere. I would drop brochures all the time. At one point, it was every month. So, but it doesn't matter how good of a speaker I was. I was out there more. I was everywhere. Everywhere you turn around, there was my stuff. So go back and list the 2, 3, 4, 5 things that you did starting out when you were bootstrapping it to build it, and look if you're doing those today. And I'll bet you'll find, like I did, that I wasn't doing those things. One of the main ones for me was the direct mail. So then it comes down to, well, how do you start implementing those things? Because if it helped you go from where you were to where you are today, or maybe couple years ago to the halfway point of where you are today, then don't you think it could take you even further in the future if you get back to the things that you did to help build it from scratch? So that was one of the big things for me. I'll never forget when Davey came on board.
And I won't either.
No, the first thing he said, I'll never forget this, is that for the first 6 months, you're going to hate me. I'm like, why? He's like, well, for the first 6 months, I'm trying to just understand your world and get my arms around everything. Because he came from a different world than we. He wasn't an entrepreneur. He was a corporate guy. I mean, he was, in certain extents, an entrepreneur because he's been around us. But he was really a corporate guy, which, on the flip side, I wasn't a corporate guy. I did do corporate America years ago, but I was an entrepreneur-thinking guy with ideas, right? So we had this going on a lot. You know, so I think you're going to have that, but you got to understand that that friction is a good thing. You know, and I will tell you that it's been a huge, huge, huge blessing having a person with a corporate mentality coming into the entrepreneur business. That's probably one of the big mistakes I think a lot of people make. They go look for entrepreneurs to come and do this stuff. Mm-hmm. That's not what you and I need from an operation time, operations, productivity, and profit standpoint. We don't need that. We need things to run smoothly, right? And most of the times, the best people who do that are people that work for larger companies because they have to make it systematized. There's no way you can handle all these different types of people if everything isn't systematized. So you want to...
Yeah, the other key takeaway on that, good point, Jonathan, for bringing it up, is over my 20 plus years of my real world university in corporate America, what I've done is pulled the 20% of the information of all those years that's going to give you as entrepreneurs 80% of the result. Hmm. So let me say it one more time. I've pulled the 20% of the information. In other words, stripping, getting all the fat off the steak, if you will, and I'm just going to give you the 20% of the meat that you're going to need in order to be 80% successful. Again, it's never 100, and I'll tell you that story later for the newbies in the room. But I'm going to just give you the 20% that I think is going to have the biggest impact, cancel, that I know is going to have the biggest impact on you moving forward, and that's what we're going to do in the next 2 days.
And two piggyback things on that. Number one, he taught me that, the 80%. He said, look, I'm never going to do it 100% the way you want it. We hit 80%, we're good. And that's going to be tough for you to swallow, okay? And because, you know, we want to kind of do everything perfect, right? And here's the second thing that's going to be really tough to swallow, because I'm good at it now, but it was really, really bad for the first year from my standpoint, is saying, dang it, you know what? I'll just do it myself and knock it, and I'll just get it done, you know, and I'll have it exactly how I want it. You're going to have to mentally, you know, pull away from that mentality and understand, look, you know, there's no way to grow this and to remove a lot of the stuff that's happening that's consuming your time and energy and productivity unless you're willing to step back and say, you know what, I don't care, I can't do everything. Because if it takes you 5 minutes here and then tomorrow you just do something that takes 10 minutes and then the next day it's 3 minutes, add that up over a year and look how much time you spent doing things because you said, I'll just do it myself. Okay? So, it's never going to be 100% the way you want to do it as an entrepreneur when someone else is doing it. You got to be cool with that, and you got to get rid of the mindset of, I'll just do it myself. Okay? Better to take time to train, take a whole week, train, and get the systems in place for a whole month, and then let it crank for you forever.
In the last 2 months, I did 3 one-days, so I'll go to your business, I'll do what I'm doing now, except I'm rolling up my sleeves even more than I am now and drilling into it. Here's the best thing that's going to happen when you leave here after 2 days. I am now your excuse. So what I mean by that is this. What that means to you is when you go back and you're going to talk to your virtual assistant or you're going to talk to your supplier that makes your CDs or you're going to talk to your husband or your wife that helps you in the business. I'm just covering all the angles here, Jared. You're going to have those discussions. Well, the good news is I'm giving you permission, and I'll say a prayer for you, but I'm giving you permission to blame me. And what I mean by that is this specifically. When you go back and you start talking about some of the things you're going to learn in the next 2 days, people may have one or two reactions to you. One is, what have you been smoking or what have you been drinking? Because we've been doing it this way for all these years, and what do you mean we're going to change it? So I give you full permission to use me as your excuse. And that 80% of the time helps you get through those tough discussions. Because then, you know, you don't have to pin that on yourself that you're coming back. No, these are the things that Davey told you that we need to do, and I invested in Davey, and I'm going to actually implement what he told me to do. The 3 to 5 things that we'll work on tomorrow before you leave. What are those 3 to 5 you're really going to implement? But I am your biggest excuse right now to go back and make changes. And that's one of my insider secrets to how I was so successful over 20 years in corporate America, is I always told my employees, my team members, I said, look, I am only here for 2 reasons and 2 reasons only, to eliminate your excuses and to remove your obstacles out of your way. The main thing you're going to take away over the next 2 days is God has blessed us with the same 24 hours. And two things. One, we need to start treating that like a suitcase, which is time.
We need to treat time like a suitcase, like you're packing. So I want you to think about packing for your next vacation. You have, well, in Sandy's case, she probably takes more than one suitcase. But let's say you do have two suitcases, one for your clothes. And well, he needs one suitcase just for his hair supplies. Yeah, geez. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is we all have the same 24 hours, but we need to start treating our time like a suitcase, where I can like physically see the suitcase and how much time can go in there. And then the second part of that is, okay, since I only have so much space in the suitcase, then I've got to reallocate. In other words, if I've got 12 pair of socks in there right now, I only really need 6 pair of socks, so I got to reallocate, take 6 pairs of socks out of the suitcase so I can make room to put in 3 more t-shirts. And I know that's common sense, but as you heard me say 100 or 1,000 times, common sense is not common practice. So those will be, and we're going to do an exercise here in about 10 minutes, like I said, that's going to immediately have you thinking differently about what's in your suitcase right now, and maybe you should take out 6 pair of socks, like right now when you get back home.
How many of you think you're reworking a lot of stuff?
Oh, my God.
All right. Has anyone not met Elaine before? Because let me just give you the disclaimer. As we go through the next 2 days together as a family, you need to just prepare yourself that you will hear certain expressions, usually like sounds of squealing pigs, someone punching her in the gut. And I just want you to know that's not, especially for those listening to the home study course, like we're not punching her or anything, but those are just the emotions and feelings coming out of her as we inspire her to do things a little bit differently in her business.
But
so,
I could be quieter.
No, we want you to do more of it. Okay, let's get rolling because I want to start hearing those pains. Oh! Oh! No!
Are you thinking of trying to rework the ex-boyfriend? No. I need to let him go. That was, all of August.
So we're not going to cover how to terminate a boyfriend or girlfriend, but maybe some of the things you learn in the talent section may help you with your next relationship. So.